The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
But first, Dublin's streets are set to be awash with white as dozens of brides-to-be wearing wedding dresses will be protesting the guest limit on weddings. The demonstration has been timed to coincide with today's cabinet meeting where wedding capacity is set to be discussed. Now, on the line, first of all, bride-to-be Jamie McGowan. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm grand. I take it you're not protesting today.
No, unfortunately, I'd love to be there, but I have to work.
So you can't take time off work to make the journey to Dublin and back again, too much time off, but your heart is with the protesters.
Oh, for sure. If I wasn't self-employed and I could take the day off and the wedding wasn't looming over our heads at the minute, I would definitely be there.
Now, how many did you want, if there were no restrictions, how many did you want to invite to the wedding?
Well, we're from Donegal, so Donegal weddings are notoriously big. So I think there was possibly about 280 on our original list.
My goodness.
I know.
280 originally. So it began to get cold when you had the first restrictions. How did you do it? I mean, 100 is going to be the max in the foreseeable future. How did you reduce 280 to 100?
It was very tough. It was very, very tough. Like, we have literally, it's basically family and just a few friends, and that's it. That's the only way that we could do it. Like, we had to be really strict. Obviously, we were disappointed, and it's not easy, you know, telling people, actually, you know, we're not going to be able to invite you. We would love to have you there, but, you know, but sure, what can we do? People are so understanding now. You know, they know what the story is and they know that there's absolutely nothing we can do about it.
Now, what is your current wedding date? I mean, you are going ahead one way or the other. When and
August.
Where?
Yeah. 12th of August, 2 weeks this Thursday in Castledargan in Sligo.
Now, you thought there would be 100, so presumably you'd send out 100 invitations, and then all this worry, would it be 50, not 100? So what did you put on the invitations?
Well, we picked up our invitations, but as an afterthought, before we put them out, I got a note printed to put into the extra 50, just saying, you know, we're sending these in the hope that we'll have 100 people, but unfortunately, if government guidelines don't change, you know, we may need to uninvite you. It was either do that and let people know, or we'd be holding on to this week to, you know, to either send an extra 50 invitations or, you know, it was a tough situation.
Yeah. So people replied and said what? I'd love to come, happy to come if I can, but if the government says no, I'm equally happy to stay at home. Is that the kind of response you got?
That's basically it. Like, again, people were extremely understanding. They know the pressure that we're under, and we genuinely, like, they know we don't know. We literally don't know. It's 2 weeks before our wedding, and we don't know how many guests we can have.
Now, did you ever think of postponing that wedding date?
Well, this is our third date.
Oh, dear. Okay. When were you originally going to get married? How long ago?
So our first date was the 20th of June last year.
Okay.
Then our second date was the 2nd of April this year.
And then last but not least, the one that is going to happen come hell or high water, the 12th of August in Castledargan in Sligo. Did you send everybody, except, of course, the father, mother, bride, groom and all that sort of thing, this caveat in the note? Because,
no.
You know, people would be saying, I thought I was in the top 50 of her friends, and it looks like I'm not.
Our list for 50 is basically family and one table of friends each with no partners.
Okay. All right, that's fairly sparse,
but even
all right.
That, you still have to pick and choose between your family members. You know, when you're stripping it down to being able to invite 25 people each, it's not an awful lot of people. Plus, we have to include our bridal party in those numbers as well.
So there's no spare flesh on the bones there. That's for sure. There is some noise. Stephen Donnelly said, you know, he thought there might be good news for brides later on. I'm not sure what impact the protest is going to have. It's a great photo opportunity for the press. That's for sure. It's going to be a sight for sore eyes on the way to the cabinet meeting. So maybe they're feeling the pressure, the bridal pressure.
I hope so. You know, like we've been left in limbo the whole time. Every time that you come up to an announcement, there's so much speculation, like so much speculation. Last week it was Leo Varadkar says plan for 50, but you might get 100. You know, yeah. What do you do? Do you plan for 50? Do you plan for your 100? You can't leave people 2 weeks before a wedding knowing whether they're going to be invited or they're not going to be invited. You know, your hotel wants to know what numbers you have. You want to know what numbers you have. It's just so hard. It's so tough. It's been like this since last year.
Okay, now, the wedding is going to go ahead, but it doesn't look like there'll be a band, or will there?
I actually haven't cancelled our band. I am still living in hope because I can't imagine a wedding with no music and no dancing. Like, at the minute, I met with our hotel 2 weeks ago, and the way that it stands at the minute, we're not even going to have a dance floor. The tables won't be moved after the meal. People have to stay seated, and we can put on a Spotify playlist, but that's it.
My goodness. Obviously, a very different kind of wedding. Did you ever think of kind of cancelling the big do and have a small do just with family and then have the big party when we get the all clear?
No. We've organised three weddings now. I don't think I would have it in me to go again. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I really don't think I would have it in me. I'm done. I'm absolutely done now. Whatever it is this time, I'm just going to have to try and be happy with it and go with the flow.
And what precautions are you and the hotel taking? Because the last thing you really want is an outbreak of the Delta variant from your wedding. I know that given the amount of vaccination, many of the guests at your wedding will already be double vaxxed, but there may be a few who've yet to be double vaccinated.
I would say over 90% of our guests are fully vaccinated or will be, you know, within the next 2 weeks. Already there's guidelines that you can only have 6 people per table. So obviously when we know how many we can have, we'll be keeping family bubbles together, you know, people who would have been in contact with each other anyway. We have, obviously, because we'll be doing a seating plan, we have everybody's names and numbers. So contact tracing is tight, like it's really, really covered. And our function room is in a completely separate area of the hotel. So we have a bar in there, we have toilets. People don't have to be out mixing, you know, with other guests that are staying in the hotel or anything like that. Like, we want to obviously keep our family safe. We've been safe the whole way through this since last March. But I still think that we can keep them safe and still have 100 people because our ballroom would normally hold 300. It's a massive area.
Yeah, and if you can, you know, at the temperatures this time of year, you know, get the hotel to fling the doors and windows open so you get good circulation throughout, which will definitely improve the safety. That's for sure.
Oh, definitely, well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jamie, let's hope that the Cabinet has good news for you with some, you know, very concise guidance as to how to do it and so on, so that you can feel reassured that when it goes ahead, because it will go ahead with 50 or 100 on the 12th of August, that you can all feel very safe and have a really great day. So I wish you and your intended very well, Jamie, and thank you very much for talking to us. Well, also listening to that conversation is a GP, Dr. Brendan O'Shea. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning.
So how safe, 50 or 100?
It's really a question of the probability. Every wedding is different. They're all complex, and we might be forgetting, but weddings have always been a cause of excitement and uncertainty in their planning, and only more so now. But you can exert useful constructive control over it. If you plan more of the day earlier, And if you can plan more activities outside, then you increase the safety. The situation is changing, actually, on a day-to-day basis. We were thrilled to use our vaccine certificate yesterday to go out for supper. It was the first evening in the restaurant. It took them about 27 seconds to process, myself and my much better half. So there's a mix of positives and negatives going on there. The cabinet have a terrible job. Whatever they decide is going to trigger one side of the discussion, but we can only proceed. Let people make their own minds up. We can see it in practice that older people who are medically complex are still fairly apprehensive. So communicate carefully with your guest list. Let them know what you're doing. Engage with your venue. See what there is there on the ground. In the previous conversation, the big ballroom, the big church, and as much as you can outside. These are all things that will make it a safer event.
Yeah. Now, what about children? We know that children do contract the new Delta variant and that they can be quite infectious. Even some children can get very sick from this, although they are happily very rare cases.
Again, we're aching for certainty around this. Now, you know, before this ever happened, you know, maybe I'm a grumpy old man, not a big fan of large squads of kids at weddings and other events. So just maybe that might be the point of view to take. But again, we can't have certainty around it. So be creative. Use all of the tools that you have. Maybe have a Zoom session in the middle of it. We're sick of Zoom. But there are different ways to connect with the really important people in your life. There's no doubt we're in a better place than we were. But we have to hark back to last Christmas and before Christmas. The cabinet were under intense pressure then. Arguably, perhaps we just, you know, loosened up a little bit too early. So just follow the latest guidance and be as compliant as you can with most of it. Encourage all of your guests in the week ahead to get vaccinated, as many as can. These are the simple, practical measures that just make for a better day for all the brides and grooms, or the grooms and grooms, or the brides and brides, whoever it is.
So the guidance, I suppose, would be limit the number of children. In your case, eliminate them, if possible, from the whole thing, because children could be fonts of infection. And, of course, they're not permitted to be vaccinated yet. Those who are medically vulnerable, you wouldn't want them at the wedding at all, or they shouldn't want to be at the wedding at all, but they may feel obliged to go because of family connections.
Oh, look, I'd take the shoulds out of it. I'd recognise people are very good at making their own decisions, and that applies to your guest list. So get as many of the details and communicate them out, and just have that understanding that we're actually all very good at it, our better days. Keep the kids outside. Have as much of it as you can outside. Gabriel Scally is on Twitter these days, and his key message is ventilation and vaccination. They're real deadly weapons in all of this. So bring that to bear on your day. Every wedding is different. We've always been good at weddings and funerals. We're still in a difficult space. It is getting better. So our heart goes out to everybody planning their events. But again, you know, if we've got that compassion, if we've got the information, if we're applying the science, which is rapidly moving and gradually it is really is getting better, you know, I hope the next 6 months will be significantly better than the last 6 months.
All right. And of course, 100 people in a massive cavernous venue is safer than 50 people crammed into a small room. That's the bottom line there.
It is. And this is pretty rotten, but a shorter event is safer than a longer event. And the more alcohol you pump into it, the more the social distancing breaks down. So bear all these factors in mind and just do the best you can. Usually it's good enough.
Brendan, thank you very much for joining us. That's Dr. Brendan O'Shea, a GP. Cathal Molloy is the founder of the Wedding Band Association, and they have been, obviously, their members out of work substantially for the last 18 months. Cathal, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You're in a wedding band called Pink Champagne, which is a great name for a wedding band. You guys have been suffering.
We have, Pat, but just listening to your two guests there, Dr. O'Shea certainly giving us a bit of a breath of fresh air, optimism there, and Jamie McGowan as well. She wants her band on the 12th, and we're feeling very optimistic, Pat. I think the soundings should be positive for couples today. I'm hoping the cabinet will make the right decision and give the guests, give the couples a 100, and also then put some consideration towards music at the wedding, because, you know, we need to get back to work. We believe we can get back to work, and we believe we can present our services very safely.
We spoke to Dave Brown of Picture House the other day, and he was saying there is the possibility of, you know, the mantra they have now, live, not loud, that you can actually do it so that people don't end up bellowing over each other, and therefore if one of them has COVID, the whole room will have COVID by the end of the first dance.
There's certainly that perception, Pat, that music is loud. I mean, look, we're all very well trained in what we do. We can keep the volume levels down, that's for sure. But if you want to allude to what's happening in Northern Ireland at 6 o'clock, this is just, it's wonderful to hear this, Pat. Northern Ireland, 6 o'clock this evening, all restrictions are lifted. The number of guests at weddings and no restrictions on the volume of bands at a wedding. Now, we're happy enough for the government to say to us, you know, go to work, but keep it at an ambient level. We go to work. And the other thing, Pat, as well, antigen tests. You know, we're talking about if there's certain guests not vaccinated, it wouldn't be a huge amount of work to implement antigen tests. I don't think it would anyway. So there's all these tools, like Dr. O'Shea was alluding to there, and measures that can get us back to work. We don't want to go back to work. Well, we want to go back to work in September, but we actually want to go back to work. We're calling on the government to allow us to go back to work in line with it going to 100 guests on the 5th of August. We can present our services. We're all COVID officer trained, Pat. Would you believe we actually got our members to do a COVID officer training course last July, a year ago? So we're all qualified. We did our certs and we wrote an extra set measure of guidelines. So we feel that we're ready to go, and we're hoping that the government will allow to do so.
Do you think couples will opt to organise their weddings in Northern Ireland because of what's going on?
Pat, three weddings. I'm in a band. Three weddings next week are in Northern Ireland. Two of those couples have moved venue to go to Northern Ireland. We don't want to see that. You know, we're all on the same island. Why is Northern Ireland ahead of us? And why are we slipping behind? That's the question. And Pat, if I may allude to the statutory instruments that were updated on Sunday afternoon. Currently, the Fáilte Ireland guideline, it says no live music, no dancing. But the statutory instruments, just to note, were updated. And they currently note that no live music in any particular setting, bar a wedding. So we're looking at that closer. Maybe there's a tip in that for us. We're not sure. But they were updated Sunday afternoon. So hopefully we're going to see something in the next couple of days.
All right, Cathal, Luke, thank you very much for joining us. And let's hope that normal service resumes shortly. That's Cathal Molloy, who is in a band called Pink Champagne and founder of the Wedding Band Association.